about Hannah.
Yusuf, please look at me. You don't know what torture these past few days have been.
Mamaji, tell me. Is it true what that guy said?
I wish I could say it was a lie, but it's true. But I swear, I gave up everything. Everything. You know, I always thought that money would make me happy. I guess I was wrong. It was the pursuit of that that made me get involved in all these haram, illegal activities. Kasam, I'll never do it again. I will change for the better.
You know, Mama G, the day I lost my mother and father, I thought I would go to pieces. Then I looked at you and Junaid, Mama G. You guys never left my side. And that day, I thought as long as you all are with me, I'll be okay.
I should have taken better care of you after your parents passed away. What kind of brother am I? My own twin son. And I didn't even have time for you. Make me maaf, Pachu. Make me maaf.
Don't beat yourself up about it, Mama J. I didn't feel too bad because I saw you didn't have time for your own kids.
Yusuf, you're not behaving like a dying man should.
That's because I'm not dying as yet. Don't worry. Where's Junaid, Mama J?
I'm going to phone him now with the good news.
And where's Korima? Tell her to come inside.
She's at her father's house.
Why?
Long story.
Faisal, Mamaji, if I ask you for something, will you do it for me?
Of course, I'll do anything for you.
Go bring Korima home tonight, but be nice about it. Talk to her and please listen to her.
But I always listen.
That was hearing. Listening is when you try to understand what someone is trying to convey to you.
Did you become a philosopher while you were unconscious? I'm just joking. Look, I will listen, but I'm not leaving you till they discharge you.
No, Mamaji, you rather go tonight. Please. They won't discharge me today for sure. It's not good that the family be apart in this last 10 Mubarak nights of Ramadan.
How many times have we had a brush with death or lost a loved one? And we feel bewildered for a while, and then we forget. We forget the promises we made to Allah when we were in a desperate situation. But Faisal has not forgotten. He phones Mulana Junaid with the happy news about Yusuf. And Mulana and Chorty go to the hospital while the girls have eaten iftar and have resumed their search for Hannah.
I'm missing my mom so much. I never ever appreciated her before. When she comes back, I'm going to do everything to make up for my awful behavior towards her, Adi.
I'm so sorry, Leila. But why don't you phone her and ask her to come home? Abba says he's really regretful.
I need to see that for myself. And I think it's only right that Daddy asks her to come home. After all, she left because of him. I'm really worried about my sister, too.
You know, Leila, you're so lucky to have a sister. Ask me how lonely it can get sometimes, being an only child.
Oh, never mind, Adi. You and I are closer than a lot of sisters are. But you're right. Having a sibling is like having a friend who stays in the same house as you. I wish Sakya had spoken to me when she was feeling down, instead of resorting to drugs.
We can still make dua for her. I'm sorry, Leila.
Don't be. You have been nothing but supportive, Adi. Hey, look here. I found a blog under the names of 10 people who worked in camps in Kandahar. You check out 5 and I'll check out 5, okay?
Okay, great. We're getting somewhere now. Take down any contact details and we'll email them. Is that my parents back already?
Oh, my father must be with them. Your mom said he's coming for supper.
Assalamu alaikum, girls.
Jima, how's Yusuf?
Alhamdulillah, it's Allah's mercy. What an improvement. The doctors are shocked. They want him under observation. But inshallah, he will be out in 2 days. We wanted to come here, but Faisal Papa insisted that he goes to his house.
Oh, is my father in the car?
Your father is gone for Tarawih, but he's not coming here after that. He's going to pick your mother up. Alhamdulillah.
Oh, that's great.
But don't tell her. He wants to give her a surprise.
Who's there? Who's there?
Faisal.
Faisal?
I came to take you home. There's nothing to eat when I get home, and the microwave is so complicated.
If all you want is a cook, then I'd rather not come back.
Wait. That came out all wrong. Can I come in?
Of course.
Where's Papa?
He sleeps straight after Tarawih. Can I get you something to eat?
Oh, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard since the past few days. I'd really like something to eat. I'm starving.
Okay, come. We can talk in the kitchen while I make the food hot.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm okay. These biscuits are very tasty. I've never tasted such delicious biscuits before.
I make them all the time at home, Faisal.
Oh. I feel like when I came to propose, all nervous. I don't even know how to say what I want.
Don't worry. Take your time. How is Yusuf, by the way? Chotti told me that he's recovering well.
Alhamdulillah, he's doing very well. You know how awful he looked yesterday? I thought I was going to lose my nephew forever.
You didn't even phone to tell me when he got shot.
I wanted to, but I was feeling awkward because, you know, look, I'm sure Chotti told you why and how he got shot. I felt extremely guilty for being the cause of you leaving and then him getting shot. I promise you, I gave up all that rubbish. I went to Victor and cleared up my debts, and I will never, ever get involved in haram transactions again. From now on, I'm an open book. Please believe me, Gori.
I believe you. Yeah, the food is ready.
Jazakallah.
You know, that's the first time you ever thanked me for cooking for you in 27 years of marriage.
What? Oh, Gori, I'm so sorry. I wish I could change.
It's never too late. Tell me, what kind of wife do you want, so I can be the kind of wife that will make you happy?
Damn, it's my horrible attitude that made me so ungrateful. There's nothing wrong with you, Gori. It's me who was blind. The house is so empty without you. I always thought you just laze around the whole day. But the house looks like a disaster zone, and I can't find anything too fresh to wear. And it's only been 3 days since you're gone.
You don't know how much it means to me to hear you say that. But Faisal, I want you to know, Alhamdulillah, you always gave me what I want. You sent us on holidays, gave us gold cards and what not. But that didn't bring me happiness. I want your time, but it mustn't be given grudgingly, as if you are a prisoner when you're with us.
I will spend more time with you and the girls, happily. We should take up some activity we can do as a family.
I can't believe this change. But you haven't even asked about Zakia since you got here.
Wait 1 second. He has 2 tickets to London. We're going to bring her home. I'm just waiting for the visa complications to get sorted. I phoned the hospital that she's at. The situation isn't good, but we mustn't lose hope, Gori. I do love my children. I just don't care in the right way.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you so much.
There's something I wanted to tell you. You won't mind if I bring Yusuf home? My nephew can't go back to his house alone and recover. I hope you're okay with this.
Come, Gori, don't let us down. Don't let Shaitan make your heart tiny. Stinginess is the poison of Shaitan. He makes us always look at our own interests first. Give and Allah will give you. Spend and Allah will spend on you from barakah in this world and a great reward in the akhirah. Don't hesitate to invite someone for a meal, especially family members and the poor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The food for 2 is sufficient for 4, and what my Nabi said will always be true."
I don't mind him coming, but what about Zakia? If we're going to fetch her, then Yusuf will be alone. We can't leave Layla and him alone.
True, but I got a plan. Let me tell you the details. Seriously, Gori, this food is delicious.
Faisal and Gori discuss their plans. Gori is warned by her husband's humbleness and agrees to go home the next morning as it is late. Before going to Madrasa the next day, Molana goes to see his dear nephew and they make mysterious plans of their own.
So what do you think, Mamaji?
I think it's a good idea, but I would have preferred you to get discharged, then do it.
Don't worry. It's better to do things as soon as possible. So you're happy about it?
Gee, very happy. But let's see now what's the outcome.
Hey, I hope they let me out of here soon, because I don't want to spend the last few Mubarak nights in a hospital. Huzaifa was telling me how much they're enjoying the programs with the Sheikh. He said Zakaria really took to the Sheikh. I'm missing out.
Don't worry, Bachu. While you're here, just make lot of dhikr. Allah made it so easy, such a versatile ibadat. You can do it anytime, anywhere, and wudu is not even necessary. Speaking about Zakaria, you know, Yusuf, he spent so much of time at your bedside reading Quran while you were in a coma. He was really shaken up, eh?
Later that day, around midday, Zakaria comes to see Yusuf.
Assalamu alaikum. I came to check up on the patient.
Talk of the devil himself. Come inside, Zakaria.
Salam, how are you feeling?
Alhamdulillah, man. I'm really improving. But I feel like ripping all these wires off and running away, man.
Don't worry, you'll soon be out.
Zak, do me a favor and help me make wudu, please.
But you don't have to read, Yusuf. You're not well.
Even if I was paralyzed, I still would have to read Salah by indication of my eyes. In fact, it is compulsory so long as one is sane.
Oh, but I thought you didn't have to read if you had like a valid excuse. I mean, what if you're extremely weak?
Then you should lie down or sit and read, whichever you manage. The only real valid excuse is unconsciousness, basically.
Wow, I didn't know that. Jazakallah for always guiding me towards good. Okay, come, let me help you.
Salah, the first thing we will be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah. Salah, the sign of Iman. Salah, the pride of a Muslim. Let's start reading our Salah, if we are not doing so. And if we are, then let's make sure it's read with concentration and devotion. Allah is not in need of our Salah. We are in need of Him. And that is why we have to pray 5 times a day. Yusuf has finished his Zuhr while sitting on the bed, and Zak is about to leave.
Okay, let me go now. I have to also read Zuhr and head back to campus. I might pop in later or to Saifa before Isha.
Okay, Jazakallah for coming. By the way, I heard someone couldn't tear themselves from my bedside. I hope you're not developing a crush on me.
In your dreams, man.
Dude, that would be a nightmare. Check you, man. Assalamu alaikum.
Shabu alaikum salam. A message from Layla.
Hello, stranger. I'm starting to wonder.
Salam. We'll talk to you later.
What did he say? A very curt message. There, you read it.
Oh, don't let it worry you. I'm glad you decided to come with me to the orphanage.
These kids are really something else, Adi. They are just so positive and happy, despite their circumstances. You're doing a really good piece of work here, Adi. I always thought it was a walk in the park and you just came here to pass your time. I didn't realize you have to prepare your syllabus and the effort that goes into teaching.
You know, ever since I stopped the movies, guys, and mix it, I find so much of barakat in teaching and the kids are much more receptive. Now who's that? Oh, it's Moaz again. Oh, read this classic, Leila.
You act like you're such a practicing Muslim, but you are so rude. That's un-Islamic. You can't go around dissing people like that.
Meow. The claws are coming out. But you were a bit rude to him, Adi.
An alim advised me that it's the best route to go through when you want to call a relationship quits. Otherwise, when you be polite and sweet, then somehow you get stuck in it again.
So just SMS him and tell him off?
Nope. I'm just deleting it. There's no point in replying. I'm not deleting Mixit because it's haram. Obviously, if there's only girls on it, it won't be haram for me, but I know I'm weak, so I'd rather not be tempted. Hey, did you get any reply from the people we mailed regarding Hannah?
Yep, but 3 replies from people who don't know her.
I've got 2 replies. They also don't know her. Come, kids, gather around. Let's practice our song for Eid. Leila, I'll come see you in the afternoon, inshallah. Right, I'm going to play the tape and everyone, let's sing with it.
That was so much of fun.
It was. Talking about fun, would you like to join my friends and I after Eid? We're going for a day trip to the game reserve.
But what if I don't fit in, Adi? Do I have to wear a scarf? Your friends scare me. They look so pious.
You know, Leila, it's up to you if you want to wait. And they're not scary at all, believe me. They're a lot of fun. The only difference between our crowds is that these will read Salah wherever they are and they'll talk about Deen now and then.
Okay, I'll come. But if they're boring, I'm never coming again.
I'm willing to bet that you will have fun. At least they won't be doing that JHD hair flicking repeatedly, like some people's friends. Till I want to ask them if they suffer from a head twitch.
You rude girl. Anyways, drop me off at my house. My mummy's back home. Apparently, we're having a big family meeting tonight. I'm feeling so nervous.
I'm the one that should be feeling nervous.
Oh, yeah. Hey, wear something orange. Apparently, it gives you confidence. Oh, Adi, I'm really excited for you.
What on earth are they talking about? We shall have to wait and see. Later that evening, Faisal arrives home from work and spends a long time talking to his wife and daughter, trying to make amends.
So I decided that in order to make up for so much sin, I need to do something big.
Like what?
I want to sit in itikaf. I know there won't be sin at itikaf now because we're already in the 24th night, but I'll make the intention for nafal itikaf. Gordy, please understand, I want to be home with you, but if you don't show gratitude and loyalty to Allah, how will he show it to you?
It's okay, Faisal. I understand. I think you should go tonight, it being an odd night, and we will see you on Eid Eve.
Gordy, you're a star. Leila, look after your mother while I'm gone, okay?
Where is my real father and what have you done with him? I'm kidding. I can't tell you how good it is to see both of you not fighting and actually happy with each other. If you carry on like this, I don't think I'll feel like running off all the time with my friends. Mummy, you sit. I'll clean up. And tonight, how about we read Tarawih together?
Oh, wow. Who are you and what have you done with my daughter? I'm just joking. Let me phone Junaid before I leave. Gori, please get my stuff ready. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Faisal bhai.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, man.
Junaid, I won't be long. I decided to sit in Nafal Itikaf. I wanted to know if you'll be able to bring me food. Are you still working till late? Leila told me what rubbish that Naeem bhai is up to.
No, I stopped working till late. I said I'd rather take a cut in pay than my health getting destroyed. Gee, I'll be able to bring you food, Faisal.
But I'm worried about Yusuf. He insisted I shouldn't worry about him and I should do itikaf. What I'll do is tell Leila to drop food for him every day at your place, and my food too. Then you can take it for him when you go. Who's making so much noise there?
That's a good idea. Oh man, I just got some visitors. Mehman hour.
But what about when he's discharged? I want him to come to my place, but I won't be here. And Gori and Leila are not his mahram. And he can't come to your place because you're not going to be there the whole day. And it's the same problem all over again. What are we going to do?
I got an idea, don't worry. We'll tell his foy to come stay with him. Then there's no problem.
Lovely. One more thing. I'm inviting you and your family for Eid at my place.
Faisal, bhai.
I know what you're thinking. With all my haram money I made, I'm going to serve you haram food. And I don't blame you for thinking like that. But for some reason, I kept that money and whatever investments I made with it are in a separate account. I got rid of every last cent, I assure you.
In that case, jazakallah so much, man. Faisal, I accept the offer. Please make lots of dua for me while you're in itikaf, eh?
Pork, alcohol, and gelatine are not the only haram things we should stay away from. We should be extra cautious when purchasing, check the ingredients, learn the e-numbers, because many times haram elements are hidden behind scientific names or e-codes. If we earn our wealth in a haram way, then the food we eat becomes haram. Stay far from interest and dealing in it, for it is a system of failure and oppression. Eat halal and our ibadah will be accepted, inshallah. The days pass by and Adi comes to see Leila with news about Hannah.